Morning, church.
Morning.
Thank you for having me here this morning. Just to clarify what Ken said earlier, it technically is my first day preaching, but it's the second message for the day, so that's why I said it was my second time. But also want to thank Connell and Heidi for that wonderful item. It's a very nice song. It's great to hear beforehand. And I guess also thanks to Drew for the very relevant message this morning, although I might have to shorten the message now because you've kind of covered some of the points. But all right. But before we get started this morning, I might just bow our heads and we have a prayer. Dear Lord, I just want to thank you for bringing us here this morning on your wonderful Sabbath day, giving us the opportunity to fellowship with one another. Lord, I ask that as this message is delivered this morning, that it may be your words and not mine, Lord, and that you may guide us, that we may all receive a blessing from it, Lord, and maybe something that we can apply in our lives, Lord, as we go forth. I ask that you guide me in this, Lord. Amen. All right. So over the past few months, we've been walking our way from Egypt to the Promised Land, you know, tracking the experience of the Israelites, you know, the ups and downs. We've now come to the pinnacle of the Exodus experience in many ways as we tackle Exodus 19 and 20, which is the Ten Commandments. Now, this topic has been one of the biggest stumbling blocks and also one of the grandest blessings in our history. So today I've titled the sermon, The Covenant of Freedom.